So, of course, that was going to be my next question, because this could be the biggest thing that happens in breast cancer this year, which is first-line therapy for metastatic triple-negative disease about to become checkpoint and chemo? And maybe you can talk about the trials that are starting to come into fruition. I think one's going to be presented right at ESMO in October.
So the trial that's being presented at ESMO is a trial that I was an investigator on, and it's nab-paclitaxel with and without atezolizumab. 900-plus patients. Patients were characterized as having tumors that were PD-L1 positive or not, using an assay that was specific to the trial. And in both the intent-to-treat patient population and in the PD-L1 positive population, there's an improvement in progression-free survival. And in the PD-L1 positive population, the initial press release was worded in a slightly less than clear manner, but it sounds as though the survival benefits that were seen were most interesting in the PD-L1 positive population. So I think what's going to be important to hear is whether this is a treatment for all patients with triple negative disease, whether it's a treatment predominantly for patients with PD-L1 positive tumors, and I think we'll just have to wait till ESMO to hear it. I am told that there is a simultaneous publication that will come out in October.
That's awesome that we'll be able to actually read about it. And do you have any sense right now about what fraction of patients would be PD-L1 positive as they defined it? Most of them or not many?
A very sizable minority.
Sizable minority.
Yeah, meaning a little less than 50%.
Now, this trial was blinded?
Yeah, so the trial was blinded and there was essentially no unblinding.
And so I was going to ask you, if it weren't blinded, whether you had any sense that it was, you know, were you seeing greater, better responses then? But I guess you have no clue at this point in terms of the people you took care of.
Right.
And I understand there are other trials in first-line metastatic triple negative that are close to being reported.
I'm not as familiar with those trials. The other trial that was initially submitted as a late-breaking ESMO abstract was the trial of single-agent Pembro in patients who had previously been treated with chemotherapy. That was comparing Pembro versus chemotherapy of physician's choice, but it was withdrawn because it didn't reach its statistical endpoints.
Do you want to sort of provide a practical summary of where we are today with single-agent checkpoint inhibitors in breast cancer, triple-negative, ER-positive, all the various subsets? And whether, you know, we're always looking for that home run or semi-home run, there's enough data to justify using it outside of trial nowadays.
Yeah. So I don't think there's a tremendous amount of activity of single-agent checkpoint inhibitors. Across all of the trials, the response rates range from a low of about 5%, this is in the triple-negative setting, to a high of in the high teens. The exciting part of it is that there were literally a handful of patients in some trials who had very prolonged responses, which makes one encouraged. But I think this stronger data, although there are still relatively limited data, and this is why the ESMO presentation and the subsequent paper are going to be so important, but the stronger data are with chemotherapy.